Movement. Finding a way to incorporate movement into session can help create a nice break when a child becomes too antsy from sitting. Here are some things to keep in mind and some ideas and suggestions. Be mindful of the environment your client is in. If they live in a third-story apartment, don't have them do exercises that include jumping up and down and can be disruptive. Also, remember to review any activities with parents ahead of time. You may ask the client to give you a tour of their room, for example, but parent may not feel comfortable with that. Always clear those interventions in advance. You can organize an indoor scavenger hunt during session. You can ask them to find household items that you've either seen or confirmed with parents are available, or you can ask them to show you items related to their feelings. What toy makes you the happiest? What do you like to cuddle with when you're sad? You can also help them make a list for an outdoor scavenger hunt. If you choose to do that, make sure the family feels comfortable taking walks in their neighborhood. Some more examples are just simple exercising, especially if you know one that they'd like. Deep breathing can also be helpful for both parent and child. I've listed two deep breathing suggestions here. For some of our little ones, it may be helpful to grab a visual of a flower and a candle and show them how those breaths would look. Guided imagery can be helpful in relaxing children. The one I've listed is really calming and it involves ocean images. You can also play a traditional game of Mother May I, but with a twist. Everyone gets a turn to be in charge. Same goes for Simon Says. Following age-appropriate yoga videos or using songs with verbal direction can help kids get their wiggles out in session too. Lastly, use movement as a reward. Have them pick their favorite artist or song, pull up the video, and have a dance party to wrap up your session.